This is a true crime update from the On Deadline podcast. Every week, we explore crime cases reported by Odyssey stations from coast to coast. I'm your host, Lauren Berry. In mid-March, my editor gave me an assignment to look into a story out of New Mexico. It concerned the disappearance of William Neal McCasland, a retired Air Force general who had served as the director of space acquisition in the office of the Secretary of the Air Force at the Pentagon. I found a March 12th Facebook post from the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office that said McCasland had gone missing on February 27th, apparently leaving his home without his prescription glasses or his cell phone. However, his hiking boots, his wallet, and a .38 caliber revolver with a leather holster appeared to be missing. McCasland's disappearance was garnering attention online, since he was also known as a bit of an expert on UFOs, and had worked with Tom DeLonge of the band Blink 182 on DeLonge's UFO-related project called To the Stars. Susan McCasland Wilkerson, McCasland's wife, even tried to dispel rumors about his disappearance and UFOs in her own Facebook post. Now, McCasland's name has appeared alongside those of other scientists who have either died or gone missing in letters sent to officials with the Department of Energy, the Department of War, the FBI, and NASA. Those letters were sent by Representative James Comer, a Republican from Kentucky, and chairman of the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, as well as Representative Eric Burleson, a Republican from Missouri, and chairman of the Subcommittee on Economic Growth, Energy Policy, and Regulatory Affairs. They're requesting information about these cases, and they said that the deaths and disappearances could represent a threat to U.S. national security. In addition to 68-year-old McCasland, who remains missing, the other scientists mentioned in the letters include Michael David Hicks, who worked as a scientist at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL, from 1998 to 2022. He died in 2023. There's also Monica Riza of the JPL, who served as director of the NASA Labs Materials Processing Group. She disappeared while hiking in California last June, and she remains missing. Hicks was 59 at the time of his death, according to CNN. Riza is 60. According to the letters from the lawmakers, reports have even alleged a direct link between Riza and McCasland through an Air Force-funded research program in the early 2000s pertaining to, quote, advanced materials needed for reusable space vehicles and weapons. The letters also referenced two more scientists affiliated with NASA's JPL, two affiliated with the Los Alamos National Laboratory, an MIT scientist working on nuclear fission, a pharmaceutical researcher, and a government contractor working at a nuclear weapons component production facility. CNN rounded out a list of 10 scientists, including Frank Maywald, a specialist in space research who died in Los Angeles in 2024 at age 61. There's also 53-year-old Melissa Cassius and 78-year-old Anthony Chavez, who both worked at Los Alamos National Laboratory and who both disappeared in 2025. 47-year-old MIT professor Nuno F.G. Loureiro was fatally shot at his home near Boston last December by a gunman who also opened fire at Brown University's campus and killed two students. 67-year-old astrophysicist Carl Grillmeyer was fatally shot outside his Los Angeles home this February. 39-year-old former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Matthew James Sullivan died in 2024 before he could testify in a federal whistleblower case about UFOs. And 34-year-old Amy Eskridge, co-founder of the Institute for Exotic Science in Huntsville, Alabama, is also dead. Here's the Dana and Parks podcast, featuring Dana Wright, Scott Parks, and Sam Stevie III, discussing the situation this week.
All right, Sam, I need you to put your tinfoil hat on, if you'd be so kind.
I took it off?
No, I think you sleep in it.
Yeah, it's comfortable.
From Fox 4, a man contracted out of Kansas City's National Security Campus is among 10 missing or dead scientists and government insiders who have ties to a top secret space and nuclear laboratory in the United States. Stephen Garcia vanished from his Albuquerque, New Mexico home on August 28th of last year, just 2 days before his 48th birthday. Officials say he was last seen on foot, leaving his home with only a handgun. Seems to be a trend here, doesn't it?
Let me guess. He had huge plans to celebrate his birthday, and his family was devastated when he didn't show up.
He has not been seen since. According to report...
He's one of the ones that is missing.
They all go walking into the woods with a gun.
Okay.
According to reports from numerous outlets, Mr. Garcia was a New Mexico government security contractor out of KSNSC, which is managed by Honeywell in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. I'm going to add one more. There is a young woman that has been added to the list from Alabama. She is said to have been a, quote, genius, and the FBI has added her to the list of scientists that they are looking into. And here's what happened with her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
34-year-old Amy Eskridge of Huntsville, Alabama, died in 2022 from a, quote, self-inflicted gunshot wound. Not buying it. But officials say since details were not publicly released at the time, no one was putting two and two together, it's unclear whether Eskridge's death could be linked to the other cases. They are now putting her in the maybe category, and here's why. According to her obituary, Eskridge was a genius who questioned the conventional wisdom on everything from the universe to the nanoparticles of the atom. She was the co-founder of the Institute for Exotic Science in Huntsville, with work focusing on experimental propulsion concepts, including anti-gravity research. Sam, this is where I would need you to come in. It was that research that led to an explosive 2020 interview with a YouTuber named Jeremy Reese or Rise, R-Y-S. This is her quote. I'm trying to see if you can find it, but there might be a bad word in it. This is what she said on that show.
We're ready.
We discovered anti-gravity and our lives went to blank. People started sabotaging us, she said during the interview. It's harassment, threats. It is awful. If you stick your neck out in public, at least someone notices if your head gets chopped off. If you stick your neck out in private, they will bury you. They will burn down your house while you're sleeping in your bed, and it won't even make the news. In the two-hour, sometimes rambling interview, Eskridge commented on aliens, foreign national nation-state agents, and other concerns she had about her security and privacy. After that, she is, quote, found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Yes, Scott, my favorite student in the front row.
Yes, Professor. The word I kept hearing was the word they. Who is they?
We don't know.
She was saying they were being threatened.
By they.
And harassed.
Correct.
Because they discovered something that would quite literally change the landscape of the world and make a lot of billionaires very poor very quickly.
How? Why?
The implications of anti-gravity. It's actually pretty funny. I just recently watched Interstellar for the first time. And yes, it's fiction. Yes, it's Hollywood. But if you delve into the conspiracy theory world, a lot of times Hollywood's trying to show us what's really going on behind the scenes.
Get to the point.
In that movie, they talk about using gravity and anti-gravity to propel themselves through space to go and find a black hole. If I'm spoiling the movie for you, it came out 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's on you.
That would completely rewrite our energy systems in this world. It would completely break down the fundamental landscape of how we think about energy if we could harness gravity and anti-gravity
as energy.
A form of energy.
But some of these 10 or 11 scientists, government officials, whatever, are also tied to UFOs.
But this would be in the wheelhouse. If you quote, this is what she says, we discovered anti-gravity and our lives went to blank. People started sabotaging us.
Because it would render the energy industry obsolete.
So the way I read this, it's 11 scientists. Half of them are dead. Half of them are missing.
Correct.
One of them has ties to Kansas City.
Correct.
And then you have to add in this Alabama woman who died in 2022 at age 34 right after she did that interview.
There's a guy on Facebook right now who has perfected using microwave technology to convert plastic waste into crude oil.
Really?
Wow.
I wonder if he's going to disappear sometime soon.
Well, that's why we need to be talking about this. 11 is 11 too many, but once everyone starts talking about it, you can't just go around murdering and kidnapping and disappearing scientists.
Can you imagine if 11 journalists, TV, radio, newspaper,
pick any profession.
And I did. Journalism. In Kansas City, just up and either died or went missing over the course of a year or two.
That were working on a similar story.
Right.
Right.
Corruption at City Hall.
They started getting into the information, the real truth, and all of a sudden they can't look anymore, so we have to make sure they aren't looking anymore.
Okay, but here's my question, Sam. If this young woman and her team were smart enough to understand and develop anti-gravity, You don't think for 1 minute there aren't other people around the globe that are as gifted and talented as this young woman was who would do the same thing?
No. And the second that they make it known that they have figured out this information,
they disappear.
Yep.
Why is it that on a planet of 192 countries, only 10 have nuclear weapons?
It's
because people can't figure it out.
It's interesting, too. She said, when you do your work in public, there's a little bit of cover. When you do your work in private, You know, it's not sexy. People, you know, maybe she was on the cover or was published in, you know, like a wonky science magazine.
By the way,
it's not like someone, I don't want to say science isn't important. Please don't get me wrong. But I think what she was saying is when we're doing this work in private, no one knows me by name. No one knows who I am outside of these very brilliant scientific circles. So if I die, it's not going to make the news.
Until you find anti-gravity.
The work coinciding with UFOs makes complete sense because they could potentially be tapping into the technology that we gathered from downed spacecrafts, assuming that's real, to figure out how they warped time and space to be able to travel so far so quickly. Because we have come to the conclusion, it's published knowledge, that the only way to actually secure traveling to somewhere like Mars or further is to warp time. How do you do that?
Right.
Anti-gravity.
And don't you feel really good that a federal agency like the FBI is really digging into this? If this goes to the highest levels of the federal government, no one is going to figure out what happened here.
There will be more than 11 people dead or missing.
Well, let me ask you this. In any given industry, what is an acceptable number, Scott, in 3 years of someone violently dying or going missing in a very niche industry like science? Okay. Because let's say out of those 11, one disappearing would not be, one person disappears.
Probably wouldn't even be mentioned.
Wouldn't even be mentioned.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'll give you one out of 11.
But here's the deal.
Maybe one additional death by suicide if they were having financial problems. You would not have 11 deaths.
But the MO is bizarre in this Stephen Garcia, who worked for or was contracted out from Honeywell here in Kansas City, and the two-star general McCasland. Both, if memory serves, correct me if I'm wrong, both walked into the woods with handguns.
Yeah.
Why? Isn't that weird?
Who was it that last saw them walking into the woods with handguns? Because we've all seen spy movies. If this is going to happen, like to me, you're going to be in your car or in your apartment and someone comes in wearing black gloves. You do not know they are there. And they wipe that gun down. They put it in your hand and it looks like a suicide. And most police departments, Huntsville, Alabama, or Kansas City, they're going to walk in and go, all right, we got a suicide. No one's going to go, God, is this part of a global conspiracy to murder scientists?
Who reported that they walked into the woods?
That I don't know.
Great question.
And if you're a husband, father, grandfather even, McCaslin I think was a grandfather, and somebody gets in touch with you and says, we need you to grab your gun, go into the woods, go very far into the woods, and take yourself out, or your entire family is going to be wiped out.
No, you would run to the media. You would run to the media, and you would sound like a lunatic.
Not only that, you're going to take on this bizarre underworld of the government or whomever is running this. Man, Sam, you have really
opened your eyes to reality.
Gotten into my brain, man.
Back in the 1990s, there was a man by the name of Stanley Allen Meyer who perfected the hydrogen engine.
Let me guess, he's dead?
I just disappeared in 98.
Oh.
Okay.
Just where'd he go?
This many people don't go willy-nilly disappearing.
No, they do not.
Would you like some more examples? Because this is my wheelhouse.
Stand by. We
got to. How long you got?
But I will say this, you know, and maybe I'm wrong. But the argument has been made regarding UFOs and extraterrestrials, et cetera, that if the government were to ever really release the truth, you know, that maybe we were visited back in the 1950s or whenever, and yes, there really are 2-3 alien bodies at Roswell or whatever, that it would literally destroy religion on planet Earth. If you told me in the vastness of space, which you can't even wrap your brain around, that there are other solar systems with intelligent life, that is not going to even touch my faith in God at all.
If you asked millions of people, would the knowledge of aliens ruin your faith, I guarantee you 90% of them would say no. That is just the scapegoat that they point to, and I don't know why.
I would be like, well, of course there's other life out there.
This is fun. I'm having a good time.
One little blue dot in the vastness of space is the only thing with life on it?
I'm telling you right now, we need to be putting air tags on these people. If you are a scientist at that level, we need to be air tagging all of them.
Yeah, because...
So everyone knows where you are, when you're going, who you're with.
And they're not going to dig the air tag out before they take him into the woods.
I don't know, Scott. The fact that we're starting to believe Sam with some of this stuff should creep all of you out.
While there are definitely reasons to be curious about whether or not these cases could just be a coincidence or something more, possible connections still need to be researched. Representative James Walkinshaw, a Virginia Democrat, who also serves on the Oversight Committee, agrees that an investigation into the disappearances and deaths is warranted. But he also said that he's not convinced of a coordinated motive behind all of these cases. An expert who spoke with Odyssey station WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo also warned against jumping to conclusions, even if it's tempting.
Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joins us now with a story we've been talking about this week, and it's starting to get more attention, Brad, where a number of high-level scientists in government research programs have gone missing or died over the past couple of years. It's now, raising some questions in the highest levels of government and more investigations going on. Brad, what can you tell us first off of what's happening here?
Well, I think in reality you have a story that is sort of a dream for people who want to jump into conspiracy theories, taking folks that, you know, like a retired Air Force general that quote-unquote had something to do, whatever this means, with UFOs and other highly sensitive classified stuff the Air Force is doing via research, et cetera. You have anti-gravity, you have astrophysicists, you have, you know, a long list of people that would work at one of the laboratories or companies where the government does highly classified stuff. You know, that covers thousands of people. Now, these 11, of which some have gone missing and haven't been found, others have been found, I think ruled suicides, two of them are murders. Not related. One murder was, if you might recall, the mass shooting at Brown University. That guy, you remember, traveled to MIT and killed a college professor there at MIT who he had gone to college with in Portugal. They were both engineers. You know, that seems to be a singular event. The short answer here is only based on very limited public source information, which is really scant for me anyway, that I don't see any connection between these cases. And it is getting a lot of media play. Congress now has jumped in for whatever reason. And, I think are going to encourage or have encouraged the FBI, NASA, and the Department of Energy to do an investigation. So we'll see.
Well, does a lot of this stem from what happened earlier this year, just a few months ago, where there was this shooting at Brown University, and then just 2 days later, an MIT professor who, you know, I guess knew a lot and was really involved in a lot of these programs was dead, and it all kind of stemmed back to the same person. That kind of led to a lot of people wondering, well, all right, what else might be connected?
Right. I mean, that was a pretty obvious connection. They had apparently had a disagreement in, for whatever reason, in Portugal, an engineering school. Obviously, I think the shooter, he was a troubled guy, obviously, had, you know, issues with his job, et cetera. Now he's got this esteemed colleague who's, you know, a professor at MIT. So that was all personal driven. I don't see anything beyond just the interaction between the two of them. The other murder was a Caltech professor that was shot in front of his house. They arrested that guy immediately. That seems to be a singular event also. And these other cases where, for example, the Air Force general who had long been retired, left his house with a firearm and said something in effect to his wife that he didn't want to be found. Now, who knows what that means? Maybe he didn't want to be found for the day. He needed to take a walk, but he's never been found. So you have that. And there's other people that have, of this group of 11, that they just haven't been found. Are they suicides? Maybe. But, you know, without more information, it's really hard to visualize that these cases are connected.
What makes conspiracy theories draw in so many people? Is it because the theory itself is a good one, or it's so enticing, or are other people doing a bad job at explaining, you know, the reasoning that is behind it, or the real reason, or debunking these theories?
So, you know, first of all, it's so easy to get these conspiracy theories going in large numbers just because of the internet, right? Social media, Instagram, TikTok, fill in the blank. There's hundreds and hundreds of them that you can immediately find like-minded people, and then you can build. And what happens with conspiracy theories is that many times people are looking, A, for easy answers to things that aren't answered, and then they also want to then be part of a group that agrees with, oh, yeah, because we don't like the government, and the government, you know, is a conspiracy itself. And so they jump in. And this happens every day, right? I mean, the stories that people conjure up about what is or is not, you know, and part of the problem, Brian, as you well know, is you have politicians and other that say things that aren't accurate or truthful, and people build off of that. And so they build up, you know, false belief systems about this and that, whether it be the FBI or whomever it might be. And so they take off, and that's how you get, I think, partly to this story. And then, you know, why Congress is jumping into it's beyond me, but we'll see where that goes.
Thank you so much for listening to this True Crime Roundup from the On Deadline podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to the Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City and WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo. You can find these programs on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. You can find these True Crime Roundups by subscribing to the On Deadline podcast, the Who Killed Strawberry podcast, and the Bitter Academia podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.